Psychic Radio, WYCD, HD3 Detroit, KJAQ, HD3 Seattle, WBMX, HD3 Boston, and on AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to clear a path to divine consciousness. There are three different modalities I use to attain this. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibits you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections. Help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on Psychic Radio, The Sky. And also, I have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. Call in now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So tonight we're going to talk about relationships with self. And we're going to start with a hot topic, which is narcissism. Narcissism versus self-love. This is a huge concept these days. And what is narcissism? I checked it out in the dictionary. The term narcissism refers to the personality trait of self-esteem, which includes the set of character traits concerned with self-image or ego. The term narcissism, narcissistic, and narcissist are often negatively or with a negative connotation denoting vanity, conceit, egotism, or simple selfishness. And applied to a social group, it is sometimes used to denote elitism or an indifference to the plight of others. Freud believed that some narcissism is an essential part of all of us from birth. Although a teacher said to me recently that it is necessary for survival, but as we grow spiritually, we then evolve to sharing and growing out of our narcissism to altruism, which is selfless service. And what is selfless service? This is something done for the sake of us all, the service to God, the planet, mankind, and it's without any desire or outcome and attachment to that. So we do have our first caller, and it is Donna from New Jersey. Welcome, Donna. Oh, she hung up. Okay, so let's continue. So there are higher levels of narcissism that can be dysfunctional and may be classified as a pathology, such as narcissistic personality disorder and a malignant narcissism. And a psychopath, as defined, contains narcissistic factors. Okay, so that's narcissism, and self-love is in the concept of narcissism, but it's the positive form of it, and narcissism doesn't typically have a positive form, where self-love goes beyond self-pleasure. It is interesting that typically we say, how can someone else love you if you don't love yourself? Self-love is how we feel about ourselves. It's not an action, and it is something we will continue to explore during this tonight's show. So we can't talk about self-love without looking at our ego. And our ego typically plays a lot of havoc with our mind, and there's often a lot of comparisons that are being done. And this often interferes with our ability to have any confidence or appreciation within ourselves. We can't win at the ego game because we can never be at the top. And if you do somehow manage to get at the top, we can't be there for a very long time. There will always be someone prettier, smarter, better. And if you do manage to get atop that list, the anxiety that this creates to try and stay at that place creates impossible standards. Our ego will always find ways to compare us with others. We have to learn to accept ourselves for who we are, which are unique aspects of the divine, without which the divine would not be whole. We are completely unique as us. Why try to be something other than us? This is what the world has created, where all the pain, suffering, and fear are. We're trying to be someone who who will be acceptable and lovable to someone other than ourselves. And this creates impossible standards to live by. We are always looking for the approval and acceptance outside of ourselves. What we sought as children, once love became conditional, and, you know, love became conditional when, you know, one of our parents said, well, you know, try this, or we will love you or play with you or show you affection when you can, you know, be quiet or you can stop crying. Or so these conditions were put onto us very, very early. And so as a result, we've been looking for that same approval, that unconditional approval and unconditional love that we had prior to these conditions being placed on us. And for some of us, it wasn't, you know, it was pretty early on in life. And for others, it may have been a little bit longer, but we all have created conditions placed on our love. And so we don't know how to love and accept ourselves for who we are. We're always basing that on, you know, from the past. We're basing it on what is it that we, you know, can be. How can we show ourselves who we are if someone else doesn't love us? So we do have another caller. We have Sylvia from Atlanta. Welcome, Sylvia.
Hi, thank you.
So how can I help you today?
Well, I have been in a relationship for about a year now, but before I was in this relationship, I gained a lot of prosperity. I was able to accomplish the majority of my goals. I stayed focused. Once I started getting in this relationship, I lost focus. I started losing some things because I wasn't paying attention to them, spending more time with him, and not quite understanding. Just watching myself get caught up in this energy, and I was wondering, why does that happen? And I don't understand why I do it. I'm not the kind of person that doesn't understand why she does what she does, but in this situation, I just seem to be caught up.
Right. You know, it's an interesting phenomenon that we experience, and I do believe that it's part of the collective unconsciousness for women. I think it's, you know, when we are brought into this world, we come down with, you know, part of the conditioning of where we're living, the conditioning of our culture. And for a lot of us that come in as women, we have these certain conditions that are placed on us. And one of them seems to be that when we are in a relationship, we tend to give all of our power away to that person. And part of that is because of the past on this planet, how women have been treated, that if you stood in your power and you were powerful and you were more powerful than a man, or whatever power and success was defined at that time, you know, a lot of us were burned as witches. A lot of us were beheaded. A lot of us, you know, have had incredible amounts of trauma placed upon us for trying to stand in our power. So what happens is, as we come down into this collective consciousness or unconsciousness, we tend to pick up some of the remnants of that. And as a result, when we enter into relationships, we tend to put all of our energy and all of our focus, and as we know from any of the books or any of everything that's out there with regards to The Secret, you know, what we focus on, we attract. If we put all of our attention and focus on a person, specifically, which is what it has happened to you, this is not a bad person. In fact, it doesn't have anything to do with him. It really has to do with you.
Yeah.
It has to do with the fact that you are putting so much focus on him, and we do it all the time. And it becomes unconscious. We're not aware of it. So what I recommend you do is to just step back and breathe. When you notice that all you're doing is focusing on this person, just be very aware. And then I want you to just reshift your focus back onto what it is that you need. Now, yes, some of the things have happened and your energy has been leaking and you've been focusing too much on this relationship. The relationship's not bad. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you. You just need to be more aware and conscious of it. It happens to all of us. It's just now you have to be aware.
I'm wondering if I can actually balance it, because that's what I've been trying to do. I've been trying to balance what I need to do being with him and doing what we enjoy doing together.
Right.
And it's like a constant effort. It takes so much.
It is. And you really do have to find that sweet balance between the two. And so I would, you know, I would encourage you, if you can, talk to him about it, or if, you know, if that's too scary of a way to go about it, but, you know, to come up with, you know, what is good for you. Make your list of the things that you need to do, and then make your list of the things you want to do with him. Are you living with him?
I might as well be.
Okay. So if you're not quite yet living with him, I would recommend that you start giving yourself, because this is the time you want to do it. It becomes much, much more difficult once you're actually living in the relationship. Okay. So this is the time that you just want to say, you know what, I need to refocus, because, and there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, I just, my focus has not been on my work and I really need to reshift back into that place. He won't be intimidated by that. He's not actually intimidated by that at all. And he doesn't really care whether you're successful or not. So you've actually picked up a really nice catch.
Oh, no. But it's,
yeah, you just have to, you know, be really clear about what you want. And what you want is to say, you know, I just need some time to get back into my groove of what being successful means to me. And just let him know. It doesn't mean, you know, it just means that maybe a couple of nights a week, you know, and a few days a week, that I'm really focused on what I want to do with my career. And then we'll meet up again at this time or this time, and, you know, be clear about what it is that you're wanting with him, and be really clear about what it is that you're wanting with yourself.
Okay.
Because I really, honestly, it's a great relationship. It's just, you need to just reshift your focus and know that part of this is part of the collective unconscious of what women do in relationships. And part of this is your growth pattern in learning to, you know, to be back to who you are.
Okay. Can you pick up on whether it looks as if we would get married?
You know, it's definitely going in that direction. And I would think, you know, you just, again, just be really clear about what you want and make sure you hold that space for it.
Hold the space for it.
Hold the space, as in, you know, make the boundaries of what you need to create your success and what you need to create the success in the relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a nice evening. So we've been talking about self-love and what a perfect example of, you know, areas where we give our power away, which is kind of what I was talking about right before we had this caller, which is, you know, looking for approval and acceptance outside of ourselves. So we give that power away to other people in hopes that they will show us the unconditional love that we were looking for as children, as infants. And so we're always making someone else responsible for our happiness. And I know I've discussed this before, and I will continue to discuss it, because it's really a large, huge topic with regards to our transformation. And our transformation is really, you know, amping up. So we need to just be aware when we are giving all of our power away, so that we can, one, seek the approval and acceptance of someone else, and also make them responsible for our own happiness. So, you know, there is no one other than ourselves that is responsible for our own happiness. And, you know, we really need to stop blaming others for our experiences, our unhappiness, because when we are blaming, then we, you know, we're in a story that we're telling ourselves, usually a you story. You know, I really recommend that if you want to understand a lot more about the places we go when we're not in our now moment, or how the stories that we're telling ourselves, I really recommend that you read The Mandala of Being by Dr. Richard Moss, or visit his website. There's a free e-course on it, which is richardmoss.com. But you're projecting your own experiences onto someone else, and people are not responsible for how we feel. We are. You know, what we are feeling is valid, because it isn't because someone did something to us, though. It is our own programming that refers to past experiences that cause us to feel unhappy, sad, in pain, fearful. And it is our unconscious program that is projecting a past experience into the present. So we really need to, you know, become really focused and understand that it's not something that's been done to us, but that we are completely responsible for everything in our lives, and to really understand that our happiness is ourselves. So we're going to break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
The I'm Thankful Network, for inspiration, education, and collaboration. Show host and creator Sue Lundquist has the endless energy, compassion, and charisma to carry her mission. This mission of positive change and communication, while also creating a maintenance tool within a safe environment, providing a resource of knowledge through dynamic professionals in their receptive fields. Wallace Patterson and Mary Corso, host of Think Rich, Live Rich, Wednesdays 3 to 4 Eastern on the Sky. Listen in Boston on 98.5 HD3, Detroit 99.5 HD3, and Seattle 96.5 HD3. Online at newskyradio.com, AOL, and Yahoo Launchcast. The Sky, New Horizons, No Boundaries, powered by CBS Radio.
Breaking my heart, you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving. But if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear. But then a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
You're listening
back to Intuitive Soul
with Laurie Huston.
Our new number, 248-545-7685.
PsychicOnAir.com.
Believe.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is clearing a path to divine consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing your energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this in a weekly show Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me and call in your questions that I will answer each week live and intuitively. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or our live chat feature that allows you to immediately send your questions to me during the program. So before the break, we were talking about narcissism. We were talking about self-love. We were talking about how we are making people responsible for our own happiness and how we're looking outside of ourselves. And, you know, this is really just old programming that is playing out, and one that we programmed before we were at the age of 7. And it has become a pattern and a habit. It's very unconscious. You know, we were dependent when we were young. Even then, our reactions and our perceptions of what was happening was in the context of our own experience, because we couldn't see the bigger picture. We still can't see the bigger picture. Every time, you know, we react, you know, it's our perception of what we think is happening, but it's really, we have no idea what's happening, because we're only seeing it from our past and our memories, from our own experiences. So, you know, we have no idea what the other person's going through. We have no idea, you know, why these situations are in our lives, unless we start to become more aware. So, you know, we've really been taught to become victims. We believe that we are victims, but it's only our perception of what's going on from our egoic mind and our childhood experiences and memories. And although someone may say something or do something that appears to be against us, we have no idea, you know, what these experiences are teaching us or what we're learning from it and, you know, what is happening to them or ourselves. And, you know, what we are learning from each experience, we just react from an outdated program in our mind and our unconscious. And if we wanted, we could uncover each of our reactions to our experience as children. And then we could ask ourselves if this is worth our unhappiness. However, it's important to note that it is authentic to acknowledge our emotions. So right now we have Marlene from New Jersey. Welcome, Marlene.
Hi, Lori.
How are you this evening?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
Well, I have a feeling that I need to either balance or clear my energy. I don't know if they mean the same thing.
Well, sometimes. What's going on?
Well, I'm just stressed because I've been unemployed for a couple of years. I'm involved in a workers' comp, and it's been dragging on. There's stress in my home between myself and my fiancé because he's now the sole breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like there's a blockage.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
There's a couple things going on. Definitely you're caught up in the energy that's being permeated with fear right now, especially around the economy and finances. Mm-hmm. So you're picking up on that. And part of that, you know, is not really yourself, but, you know, just the fact that you're just feeling, what I get is like you're feeling defeated. You're feeling like you've somehow become a failure at, you know, what you used to enjoy. And you're blaming yourself for whatever it is that happened. So that's part of what's going on. Part of it is, you know, you do need to clean up and balance your energy. You need to, you know, figure out, you know, what is it that you need right now? You need to just breathe and get really centered, and you need to, you know, bring yourself back. So, you know, when we're focused on fear and we're focused on, you know, that feeling of lack and that, it, you know, it really overwhelms our energy and it really takes us out of center. And, you know, when someone else is involved and, you know, they're getting frustrated because they're feeling like they're the only one that's doing something, and, you know, something should be happening for you. So you should be going on, you know, compensation, and that's not taking place. So, you know, there are some things that are impacting you, and definitely, you know, rebalancing your energy would help. But, you know, when did you move in with your fiance?
98.
Okay, so it's been a while, and he's still your fiancé versus your husband, but, okay, and 2 years ago, what happened?
Well, I used to be a business owner, sold the business. I went and I worked for a company, and this company, it's retail, and they didn't allow us to sit down. So I was working 80 hours on my feet a week.
Wow.
And it took a toll on my feet where I wound up needing surgery the following year on both my feet. And then when I came back to work 3 months later, within a five-month period, I wound up working the store alone again with no support whatsoever. So I wound up working 70 hours a week by myself.
Right.
And so
go ahead.
Well, from that, I wound up with a secondary condition.
Right.
And that's where I'm at now.
Part of it is your own passion, never had to do with working for somebody else. You did that out of necessity. And, when we follow believing that we have to do something out of necessity, it drains our energy. So because you felt you had to do this, the universe was going to teach you again that really this is not about you working for somebody else. And so we're going to let you know how difficult and challenging this is going to be so that you really get it this time and you start doing what you love. So even though you're in a difficult situation and you're waiting and there are things that are going to happen for you, with regards to things moving forward, getting compensation, getting what you need, I want you to start thinking about what you are passionate about, okay? Stop worrying about the pain. Even, find some things. There's lots of things out there. I can, if you want to email me at another time, we can talk about some of the things that are out there. But you need to reshift your focus from the pain and, to forgive and let go of some of the, the anger and frustration you feel at, this employer. And reshift your focus over to what is it that you truly, truly want. Because what you focus on, you're creating. And right now your focus is really a bit bitter and disappointed and you feel really defeated. And so you really need to shift that so you can start, coming back into yourself of who you really truly are, because you're not that person that needs to work 80 hours for someone else. And so your body's letting you know that this is not what you need to be doing. And what you need to be doing is, really loving yourself, which is what this show is about learning how to take care of yourself and to be gentle to yourself and learn to love yourself for who you are. And once you start, building up your confidence again in that area, once you start believing in yourself again, because you've totally lost all trust, faith, and belief in yourself, as well as in quite a few others, it's really overtaking your energy. And so there are things you can do. There are some clearing techniques. Right now I would focus on just coming back to you. So doing some breathing, doing some techniques that just prove and show to yourself that, you love yourself, that you care about yourself. And then things will start turning around for you. But you will get a package. You are going to get something out of this, but don't focus your attention on getting that. Focus your attention on, what is it that you want right now? What would bring you joy? What would bring you happiness? What would bring you pleasure? Okay?
I pretty much know.
Okay.
I do know that.
Well, then I think you're going to have to start focusing on that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. And you hit it. I don't understand, I had a business partner who took all the money, and I can't understand how somebody can do that to another human being. And I think I still have that anger.
Yeah.
It put me on the path spiraling out of control.
Right. And so then you got into a job that was not necessarily taking your money, but it was taking your life force.
Yes, it certainly did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... Yeah. So just start reshifting your focus and, start believing in yourself again. And, sometimes bad things happen, but sometimes they happen for a reason. Find the gift in all of this. Find the gift in the ex-business partner. Find the gift in this, job that has created a lot of problems in your life. And find a way to forgive them.
Yes.
And love in yourself.
Thank you so much, Lori, for those kind words.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You too. So we've been talking about self-love, and again, another perfect example of, you know, what self-love, what we need to be doing within ourselves to allow ourselves to know what we want and to give ourselves the love and acceptance we've always been looking for outside of ourselves. And often, again, we blame other people. We you know, the responsibility seems to be on others instead of ourselves. So we need to take responsibility back and understand, you know, why these things were happening in our lives so that we can heal. And, you know, it's definitely not someone else's fault, but we're not to blame either. It's really, again, it's about learning how to be gentle with ourselves, you know, learning how to have self-love and take self-care within ourselves. And you know, it's not our fault, but we do have to take responsibility for our own happiness. And, you know, really thank God that, you know, no one else is responsible, because, you know, that gives all of our power away to somebody else. And, you know, clearly what we have to realize as adults is that, you know, nobody else is perfect. And, you know, the only way that we can love unconditionally is to learn that we are responsible and to love ourselves. And then we can love others, and we can also see others showing unconditional love to us. But until we can really do it within ourselves, we're not going to be able to see experiences of this. And, you know, truthfully, there haven't been a lot of experiences as we grew up. So it's really, again, up to us to start changing the world and start giving us our own permission to be happy. So we need to know what makes us happy, and we need to know what we need and want. The universe doesn't always give us what we need, or the universe doesn't always give us what we want, but it always gives us what we need. And it may not be in the package we like, but we can always decide how we choose to react to it. And we get back to, you know, how do we react in certain situations? So we're going on a break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
From our universe to yours, this is Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening.
Log on to psychiconair.com.
God, when you come on, oh,
listening. Back to Intuitive Soul with Laurie Huston. Call now.
Our new number, 248-545-7685.
PsychicOnAir.com.
This is Intuitive Soul with Laurie Huston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to clear a path to divine consciousness, and there are three different modalities I use to attain this. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts, feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. An intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, and your place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on Psychic Radio The Sky. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. Call in right now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So before the break, we were again talking about self-love and, you know, what it is to be authentic and acknowledging our emotions and experiences and, you know, whether somebody else is responsible for our own happiness and how we give our power away. Now, again, yeah, I'm going to talk about control versus being in charge. And again, this is expanding on, you know, how we make others responsible for our happiness. And this is because we try and have a control over our lives, how things turn out, how or what happens in our day or evening, what happens on a date. We try and control everything in our lives, and this is all our ego. We want to control our finances, our jobs, our partners, our children, but we are not in control over anything, ever. We can, however, be in charge of how we react to everything. We have a choice in how we respond to every situation and person in our life, including ourselves. We have to realize that we are in charge. We may feel that because someone broke up with us, that they are in charge, that they took control over our life, that they made a decision about us that impacts our life. And this is just isn't true. They only have control if we give it. They only have our power if we give it to them. Taking charge isn't about being in control. It is about making choices, and we can choose how to respond to someone breaking up with us. That doesn't mean it's not going to hurt. It doesn't mean that grief is unbearable, because, you know, if we truly go into our grief, this is, a very difficult emotion that most of the time we've learned to stuff down and avoid. So it is unbearable. But depending on our situation, depending on our past, our abandonment issues, regardless of what you think, you are always in charge of how you feel. So feel the grief. Heal the grief. And this cannot be done by burying it further down. Even this is a choice. And it's a choice to feel, to experience and honor ourselves for our experiences, to choose to respond to our healing process and honoring it, to choose how we want to interact in the future, from a place of pain, suffering, grief, or from a place of healing, a place of empowerment, a place of self-love. You know, do we attract the wrong people into our lives, or are they there to assist us to heal certain aspects in our lives? Are they there to create better choices, to help us to re-empower ourselves and choose how we want to respond in our lives? So when we talk about what control is, control means we don't feel, we're either feeling that we need to take control of situations or that we are totally out of control in our life. And there is a very different experience from being in charge. Being in charge means feeling empowered. It means having all of our power within ourselves and understanding that. Okay, so let's look at some of the tools that assist us at self-love. You know, breathing, it will come up again and again and again, because breathing truly is the one way that we learn how to get within our bodies. It's the simplest way, and it also is a way to make us relax. When we are stressed, when we are in an anxious state, you know, we do a lot of very shallow breathing. If, you know, often it's a clavicle breath, which is right at the top of our, our clavicle, right at the top of our lungs. Or, you know, it's a very shallow lung breath. And what we need to be able to do is to really take deep breaths, which is, you know, using our abdomen and bringing it all the way down and doing a nice deep breath. This is truly important for us because it allows us, one, to become more aware of what is going on right now. And it centers us and it gets us in the now. And really, you know, what is it about the now? Like, why is the now important? Because it allows us to understand whether we're playing different stories. Are we in the past and looking at memories and how our memories have influenced our experiences now? Are we in the future and, you know, anxious and worried? Or, you know, are we bringing ourselves right into the now? Okay, apparently we have a caller from, we have a call from Amy in Toledo. Welcome, Amy.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Like to ask good, thanks.
Good.
My question is,
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been trying to sell my home.
Okay.
And the house that I want is still available. Should I keep selling it or try to take a break over the holidays?
You know, if you took a little bit of a break, it would probably help. If you stopped worrying about it, it would probably help. What I would recommend is you have the home that you would like to buy. Focus on that. Focus on what it would feel like to go there, to be there. If, you know, just take a break from worrying about whether, you know, someone else is going to buy your place. And just focus on what it is that you're wanting. Focus on that feeling, what you want to feel. Focus on, you know, why you like that house versus the house you're in. Focus on, you know, how good you would feel in the holidays if you were in a different place, or, you know, just, you know, the feelings that you want to experience from, you know, where you've been in the past. Okay, so I don't know necessarily what's wrong with the house you're in. I don't think it's necessarily there's anything really wrong with it, but I get that this one's lighter and brighter, and you have a different energy about it when you think of the other place that you want. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's more of a younger neighborhood. Although I'm still by myself, I would like to, you know, have a husband and children, and hopefully that neighborhood would bring it. The neighborhood I'm
okay.
in now is like retired people.
You know, instead of thinking that the neighborhood's necessarily going to bring it, think about you actually bringing it by changing your energy. And think about, yeah, I can understand where, okay, so that would, you know, I can understand if you're in an area that is full of elderly, that may feel a little bit less light, which is what I'm picking up. There's nothing wrong with where you are, and there's nothing wrong with you. What you just need to reshift your focus onto what it is that you're wanting, and think about, you know, how that would complement your life. How would it look like to be, you know, in a place of, in a relationship? You know, wait on the kids, okay? Focus on the relationship first.
I mean, I just came with the whole thing.
Yeah, no, I understand, but you know, you don't want to put that out there too quickly. Just focus on getting the relationship, focus on getting the house that will, you know, accommodate the relationship and accommodate things to come. But, you know, really focus on how you would feel and get excited about, you know, what it is that you're creating, because you have the ability right now to create everything you want, and it's really close. So you just really need to focus on what you're wanting to do and how you're wanting to feel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to go for a break now. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Join Savannah for Soul's Journey with Savannah, nights from 10 to midnight Eastern. Savannah is an internationally renowned psychic medium. Savannah uses her mediumship abilities as well as powerful clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient skills in all of her readings. The wife of a New York City detective, mother of three, and psychic advisor makes for an eventful yet relatable life. And she will share that with all of you each Friday night, along with some interesting guests and powerful psychic readings for the listening audience. Soul's Journey with Savannah, Fridays from 10 to midnight Eastern on Psychic Radio. Now the sky. Listen in Boston on 98.5 HD3, Detroit on 99.5 HD3, and Seattle on 96.5 HD3. Online at newskyradio.com, AOL Radio, and Yahoo Launchcast. The sky, new horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS Radio.
You're listening back to Intuitive Soul with Laurie Huston.
Our new number, 248-545-7685.
PsychicOnAir.com.
Believe.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Laurie Huston, is clearing a path to divine consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this in a weekly show Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me and call in your questions that I will answer each week live and intuitively at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or our live chat feature that allows you to immediately send your questions to me during the program. Right before the break, I had a caller with Amy. And Amy, you know, one of the things that I like to talk about is, you know, being very, very clear about what it is that we want. And, you know, when we're in the now, we have a lot more choices available to us. And, you know, understanding what it is that we want so that we can be really clear. And this comes from a place not so much of things as it does from feelings. And, you know, we have these choices, you know, are we happy, sad, angry? You know, can we acknowledge these feelings? Can we center ourselves? You know, are we blaming someone or feeling guilty or anxious or fearful? You know, or is it a memory? Are these, you know, are these experiences from the past and future? Or are they in the flow of now? It doesn't mean that you won't experience unpleasant thoughts or feelings by being in the now, but what it does mean is that you'll come from a center place, which will allow you to be aware of your situation and allow you to make a choice to detach from the attachment of whatever it is you're experiencing, not detach from the feelings, but to give yourself space to experience them in the now, not from the past or the future stories. So when you're thinking about, you know, wanting a relationship and children and a new home in a nice, bright area that's, you know, more inviting, you know, think about how you would feel in those situations. Learn to, you know, focus your attention there instead of, you know, what you don't want, which seems to be an area that, you know, is more established, elderly, not as many singles, not as many schools. So think about, you know, those, the things that you're really truly wanting, and that allows you to come from a place of self-acceptance, self-love, and to being in the now. Now, there are a couple of other areas that I'd like to talk about. Certainly meditation is an area that helps you, you know, understand yourself. Really what we're looking at right now is from self-love, how do we give self-care? And you know, so breathing is important. Meditation is important. Meditation really is a communion with yourself and allows you to create a space to connect with your inner being. And, you know, meditation can be done in many different ways. It does not have to be sitting up in a chair, sitting cross-legged, you know, on a meditation pillow, or, you know, it can be done. You can have a walking meditation. You can, it probably isn't best when you're first trying to do it to do it lying down. I know a lot of people have physical pain. There's actually a reason why you're having that physical pain through meditation. So, you know, when certain things come up like that, be aware of them. So what I was about to say was, you know, lying down isn't always that effective. Often we, you know, go into sleep instead of allowing, you know, our mind to sink into our heart and to experience a different place, a more connected place. You know, prayer is communion with God or the universe, the higher self. It's a direct communication outside of ourselves, and, you know, it's where we create our dreams. You know, both meditation and prayer are very helpful and mandatory in our spiritual growth, but, you know, they both have different, they're both, you know, effective in different ways. So in self-care, I would also look at, you know, taking sea salt baths. And sea salt really helps clear your energy. I would, you know, recommend connecting with nature as often as you can. So taking a walk in nature can be very meditative. It connects you with the earth, the divine mother, and it brings us back into ourselves. And, it, you know, it's really important to start making those connections, start, you know, taking care of ourselves, giving us that space and time. Breathing is really easy. Meditation, you know, doing it every night and every morning, you know, even if it's 10 minutes, it connects you with yourself. Prayer is really about connecting specifically with something outside ourselves and specifically, you know, bringing in that divinity to create something for ourselves. You know, then I would recommend, you know, exercise. The more exercise you get, the better you feel about yourself. And it really, truly does help you, you know, create that self-confidence that we're all looking for. Massage, pedicures, you know, all these things are about how we can create more self-love and self-care. One of the areas that we like to talk about is sex. And certainly that reconnects ourselves with our partner and it reconnects ourselves with ourselves. I mean, there are different ways. Certainly a more spiritual practice would be like a tantric practice, which is really about a union with two people, creating that more evolved spiritual practice through a sexual experience and allowing ourselves to, you know, expand that experience into more spiritual realms. And, you know, we could talk about that at some point, but it's a very beneficial thing. Removing all the shoulds, woulds, and coulds from our vocabulary, they really don't help us in any way at all. And it's really important to understand how self-care and self-love assists us. You know, we are so much more loving and gentle to children. We are so much more loving and gentle to our best friends and our intimate partners than we are to ourselves. We are probably much more difficult and harder on ourselves than anyone else. And, you know, what an oxymoron. You know, why do we do these things? Why do we always seek our validation and our acceptance and our approval outside of ourselves? We really need to honor who we are, which is, you know, this really incredible, unique being that lies within us. And, you know, we are perfect, just the way we are. We don't have to change anything. We can grow. We can evolve. We can become much more aware. But we don't have to change who we are. Who we are is absolutely perfect. Who we are, we need to, you know, really start to love more and appreciate and look for that, not outside of ourselves, but to come from that place of what is it that we truly want in our lives? Who is that person that we keep, you know, pushing away, keep trying to be someone else because we're looking for outside approval, keep trying to, you know, always be the nice girl, always be, you know, the happy girl, always be, you know, it's just not authentic anymore. And clearly what we're learning by these kids that are coming in is that we truly need to be more authentic. We need to be who we are and ourselves and not somebody else. So self-love comes from our own self-acceptance, our own ability to know who we are and what we want out of life. And, you know, once we start doing that, once we start looking at that, we will have, you know, a much better understanding of what we're wanting in this life. And we'll be able to create all the joy and beauty we are looking for. IntuitiveSoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I will have a discount on intuitive counseling for the holidays. I do email and phone consultations, remote healings and clearings for personal, home, and businesses, and I have a weekly online radio show on my site. So I hope this was a great show. I enjoyed it, and we will be back next week. And next week, we're going to talk about intuition. So I hope you enjoy, and you are listening to Intuitive Soul on Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio, 24 hours a day. Reach out from beyond to your ears. On the web now. Log on to psychiconair.com. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. This is Psychic Radio. Powered online by AOL at psychiconair.com. We know you're listening.